It's 2019. David Rennicky is a man full of excitement. The main reason is he's now a published author, David.
Well, look, you know, the jig's up, isn't it?
It is. Apollo 11, The Untold Story. If you click through on the daverennicky.com website, you'll find out some juicy pieces about what we weren't told about the first moon landing. Tease us, yeah. David. What don't we know that we should?
Well, this is an amazing thing. When I spent a whole day with Buzz Aldrin at home in
Name
California.
Dropper.
Yeah, no, it was good. I was over there on assignment with some work I had to do, and I spent I spent 2 days with Richard Branson in New York.
Name dropper.
Virgin Galactic. No, yeah. That's the end of the name dropping.
Right.
But I was invited to take a trip over to California, which I did, and stayed with some people I knew there who the next day drove me down, and we spent most of the day with Buzz at his home in Beverly Hills, which is quite an interesting place.
Yeah. And did he fit you in on things that hasn't been put out in the official history?
Sorry?
Did he fit you in on things that we haven't heard in the official history?
More or less things that I wasn't aware of. And to that end, you know, things we talked about there that apparently he had mentioned before, but weren't all that well recorded or documented? Well, as far as I'm concerned, they were. So I came back and I did a little bit of digging around too in other sources, and I found some other bits and pieces, little tidbits that I didn't know about. And I put this together in a book called Apollo 11, The Untold Story. Oh, by jingo, it's sold like wildfire, and I'm still selling copies now.
As soon as you mention the words untold, people just flock.
Well, it is, and it's not a con. There are 50 things there that I found out that I didn't know about that most people would just get a cold shiver down the back of their neck,
yeah,
if they realise how close these guys came to not coming home. All the things that went wrong that were corrected in time, some of the things that didn't happen that should, we dispelled a few myths and went into a few areas that, you know, personal areas that I thought was quite strange for him to open up on.
Yeah.
And we, you know, I've done quite well. Look, this is still available, and it is the 50th anniversary coming up here. It tells the story of the entire mission, our part in that as well,
oh, good,
and a lot of anecdotes in between.
All right. So when you get hold of the book, you'll find out what those details are. We don't want to go too much into it here, but as I said, on the daverennicky.com website, which I have linked up at our Facebook page, click through and make the order. And it's only, what, $14.95, mate?
Well, can I tell you one thing that really did surprise me? What we didn't know was while Buzz was on the moon, while Neil was doing his moonwalk, Buzz came back inside the capsule and performed Holy Communion on himself in the capsule on the moon.
Right.
Now, he was very religious, still is, and his pastor gave him a little package to take with him, a little vial of wine and a wafer. And he performed that little ceremony on himself on the moon there. NASA didn't say anything publicly, because there were wowsers out there who would jump at any opportunity to take advantage of that. And the other thing, too, he said the thing that worried them while they were out on the moon's surface was the hatch closing unexpectedly. Apparently, from what I found out, there was no handle on the outside to get back in.
So someone better stay inside then, yes. All right.
Anyway, it's a good read, and it's a lot of work in there, but it is available on my website right now.
Good for you, David. Links, as I said, up where they need to be on our Facebook page. See, the movie First Man also came out with a few things that we didn't know about what they went through to get Neil Armstrong and the crew up there in the first place. So I love all these stories. So have a look at that. We've got to remember, too, it is January, and, of course, there were two major space tragedies that occurred in the past that we should always remember, because they have changed the way we think and NASA think about space travel, Challenger being one.
Unfortunately, in every field of human endeavour, and especially in aviation, there's been quite a few people that have paid the ultimate price, and that's basically what's called progress, I suppose.
Yeah.
Unavoidable, not wanted, but it does happen. Now, let me take you back 33 years to a date that you may remember, January 28th, 1986.
I remember exactly where I was. I was sitting in...
Do you remember where you were at the time?
Yes, I was on work experience at a radio station, and the whole place just stopped. In fact, I think everyone for about half an hour couldn't speak.
Well, look, I was getting ready to go to work. It was 8 o'clock in the morning, And we had the TV on, and I went into my room, and my daughter came in and said, "Dad, it exploded." I thought, "What exploded? What are you talking about?" "Of course it exploded. It's a rocket taking off." She said, "No, the spaceship." I came out, and I will never, ever stop. In my mind, you know, I just cannot get it out of my head, the image I saw on the screen, as you did, of that vehicle and that complete, utter destruction in the sky there and bits falling down. But the part that got me, and it still does, is every time they show that, they pan back down to the crowd and they show this is the parents,
yes,
of Krista McAuliffe. Krista McAuliffe was a school teacher, Bilko, that answered a call that NASA put out to become a teacher in space. There were thousands of people who applied for it, and she got the job of teaching lessons in space. That's what she was going to do.
Yeah.
She was a civilian, and she got on that flight, and she lost her life. Now, I remember panning down. They panned down, and there were the faces of her mother and father standing there with just abject fear on their face, looking up at this horrible sight and realizing that they just lost their daughter at that stage. Look, this was a time that reinforced safety issues at NASA.
Yes.
Before that, they were taking too many chances. It was a cold day. They were told not to launch on such cold conditions. The O-ring failed on one of the boosters. Heat got through and exploded the fuel tank. Look, nothing happened for 32 months. NASA were out of commission. They went right back to square one, rebuilt the thing from top to bottom, and out of it came a much safer and a more durable, space shuttle. And from there on up until 2003,
and now it's retired. Yeah. So
then we lost another shuttle, didn't we?
Yeah. And the problem is, I think NASA have got really scared of the shuttle and won't even go back there. I mean, we're piggybacking on the Russian program. I mean, that's really disappointing that we're not doing anything. We're sending out probes, but what about? You know, we need people to be heading into space, and I think it's going to be up to private enterprise to do it, like your Richard Bransons and Elon Musks.
Yeah, that's already starting now. You'll see a concerted effort this year coming, and, of course, in the next few years of manned spaceflight will be coming more prominent. And, of course, featuring in there is the desire for America to get back into space. They're building a huge rocket to do that. But Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and quite a few others, and, of course, Richard Branson. All of these will be flying people in the next few months. This is the year we're going to see the advent of space tourism, but we'll also see China emerge as a second superpower in space. So I think they're even in front now of the Russians. The Russians have seemed to be giving up the ship.
I reckon, David, before you and I pass on to the great beyond, we'll get our chance to head up there and be a passenger. So,
well, it'd be good to do a program from up there, wouldn't you?
I'd love to. But
we'll go on the moon. Yeah.
I'd love that. You know, one thing that's amazed me, and I love this on the DaveRenicky.com website, for years, we've had people observe Mars and they've looked at the canals and realised they aren't canals, but weather bits and, bits of weather. But you're saying there are scientists still puzzling over some of these slopey streaks on Mars, even today?
Yeah, these have become a real issue. Nobody knows what's going on here. These were first seen around 1970 with the Voyager spacecraft when we went to Mars. We're looking at these strange streaks of some sort of a thing that we can see on the surface of Mars, on the sand or under the sand. Nobody quite knows what they are, but they stretch for a few metres up to a few kilometres long. And some of them actually turn upslope. They don't go we don't know what it is. They can climb.
They go up, okay.
And it seems, when you look at the photograph that I put up there, it looks like somebody's manufactured it, but it's not. It's like tentacles or a handprint.
Yeah.
And it's really an odd thing. We don't know what the common theory is, that they're underground water streams there, or maybe aquifers of some sort. There's something under there happening and bubbling up to the surface. If it is, it bodes well for a Mars mission. Because when we go there and we build a base on Mars, we need to have a supply of water. Now, that water is readily available just underground and not too deep, as these things seem to imply. We've got a head start on getting a fully fledged manned base on Mars and an outpost there, if you will, and from there on, a colony, not too far down the track.
As soon as you get there, as soon as you tap that well, life and the mission is away. But let's get there and let's get there safely and set up bunkers.
It's a strange photograph. You've got to see it. When you look at it, you think, "Oh, someone's made that up," but they haven't. It's the first time we've actually imaged these things with the new technology available now on the orbiting satellites we've got around the moon.
And I think, like, we've seen bits and pieces of debris on the moon. As our resolution gets better, there'll be bits and pieces of old civilizations on Mars. So you've got to remember, as you know, the universe is so old, these planets have been visited before by whoever and have left their debris. So let's not be surprised. We know life's out there. Let's just embrace it. Anyway, as I said...
Well, that's to the mystery, doesn't it?
Yeah. DavidRenneke.com. Check the website, linked up everywhere, and have a look at Apollo 11, The Untold Story, and order your copy right now, David.
Yeah, that is DavidRenneke.com, and I will get a copy out to you.